I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We now turn our attention from the GOP convention to the flood damage experienced in northern Wisconsin last week. We will talk with former Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar about what is needed, what the region needs following those devastating rains and floods. And we'll welcome your questions, your own experiences. I'm really curious if you live up in the eight counties that were declared disaster areas, or if what's been like for you. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest, Bob Jauch, former Democratic State Senator from Poplar. He represented the 25th District from 1987 to 2015. And Bob Jauch, I understand you toured the flooded areas yesterday. Tell us what you, good morning, and tell us what you saw.
Well, good morning, Joy, and thank you for paying attention to this extraordinarily historic moment where extreme weather really created so much damage and devastation throughout the North, cost three lives, two of which were county officials who were out helping their neighbors during the flood event. It has resulted in an impact. Homes and businesses were flooded. Roads have been closed. It is, need to emphasize, you can travel to northern Wisconsin. You can get through. Highway 2 was reopened yesterday, which had been closed. But there are detours, so there has to be some time taken in getting from place to place. But I must admit, I've seen many disasters in the 32 years I was in the legislature. I've never seen as much water damage spread across a region as I saw yesterday as I was traveling through the area. Virtually, it's almost every town road and county road and state highway is closed, washed out. The water has receded, but you can tell from the water marks on the trees just how high the Bad River got and how difficult it was for families who were virtually isolated in this storm. It, by the way, is one thing we need to recognize is that the citizens in northern Wisconsin understand very well that climate change has led to extreme weather events that are costly in many ways to our society. But people are getting, the north is open, tourism traffic is strong, commerce has been affected because heavy truck traffic has to be detoured miles out of the way, three or four hours detours at times. But travelers can get through and are getting through, and people are rebuilding their lives. Now they're just waiting for a disaster declaration so that they know that there will be state assistance and probably federal assistance.
And I meant to say that I mistakenly said a disaster area, that the eight Wisconsin counties are under a state of emergency. Yep. But that is different than being declared a disaster area?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It was no-brainer to declare it an emergency. Many of the counties did. That is an order that allows, that directs state agencies to provide assistance to the affected regions. The most critical step, once the assessment of the damage is done, and it has been completed, by the way, and I've got that information, but that once the assessment is complete, the governor needs to declare a state, declare the area as a disaster area. That will do two things. First of all, it will make state assistance, the disaster assistance program, a law that I helped write after the 2005 Stoughton tornado, in which it was never declared a federal disaster area. And so that's a fund that provides major state assistance to these towns and cities, reservation, who don't have the resources to rebuild their infrastructure. And the next step is for the governor to not just declare it a disaster, but to submit an application to the president for a FEMA declaration. And I expect it to happen this week. The Wisconsin Emergency Management Team, which is very professional, very thorough, and very helpful to the community, has done its preliminary report, and preliminary because there is going to be more specifics coming through. But it appears as though the damages up to this point are at least $28 million. In infrastructure and home and property damages, over 150 businesses and homes were flooded, varying degrees. People have been dislocated. But the real damages to the infrastructure, about a third of these costs might be coming from Saxon Harbor over in Iron County, was destroyed. Yeah. Most of it was destroyed by a small river that became a torrent and wiped out most of the marina and resulted in the loss of life of a former mayor of Montreal, yeah, who was out trying to help people.
Very sad. In a recent post on your Facebook page, you called for extensive federal and state financial assistance to rebuild the roads and bridges and to assist the businesses impacted by the flooding. And you said that this is the government has to help. We have just a minute before a news break. Just talk a little bit more about that. And you expect that the government to help.
Well, that's government at its best in times of emergency, because a federal and state declaration will match the humanity shown by residents who have demonstrated so much compassion and care and resiliency for their neighbors and federal citizens. As I indicated, there's over $30 million in damages to the region, far more than the region has the capacity to pay for. And so a disaster really underscores the importance of federal and state resources to partner with local citizens so they can rebuild their lives.
We are talking with Bob Jauch, a former Democratic state senator from Poplar. He represented the state's 25th district from 1987 to 2015, and he has been observing what's been going on in his part of the state. He toured the flooded areas yesterday, or the areas that were impacted by the rains and the flooding. 8 Wisconsin counties under a state of emergency after intense storms and extreme flooding swept through northern northwestern Wisconsin last week, leaving at least 3 people dead and some residents stranded, isolated in their homes. We'll welcome your questions and your own experiences. Tell us what it's like if you were affected by the damage. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Bob Jauch, former Democratic state senator from Poplar, who is calling on government assistance. He's calling on the state and federal governments to provide financial assistance to the communities that were affected by intense storms and extreme flooding. 8 northwestern Wisconsin counties experiencing some severe damage. And we're talking about what happened and what needs to happen now. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And let's take a call from Bob in Baraboo. Hi, Bob. I understand you were in the region the Bad River Indian Reservation?
Yeah, yes. It's actually Don. Yes, and Patty Lowe, Professor Patty Lowe and myself, I'm a faculty member in the Department of Life Sciences Communications, and every summer we do a tribal youth media camp teaching tribal youth how to do video, social media, and storytell. And Monday night, We were coming back from Ashland after our camp, and the storms were nonstop, and woke up in the morning. We stay at the tribal lodge, and the damage was really, really extensive. So the kids and ourselves, we went around first and documented some of what was going on, and then we ended up the rest of the week essentially pitching in to help out in any way that we could. Making sandwiches, delivering food, all kinds of stuff like that.
I did, Don, and I apologize for giving you the wrong name there for a second. I did see that video or videos. What timing? I mean, you were up there to show these kids how to be journalists, and this happened.
Exactly, and it was quite a hands-on experience. A couple of the young gentlemen, one is a 14-year-old and one is a 16-year-old, were able to, and their homes had actually been damaged, were able to go around with us and help cover what was going on. And then they learned how we helped promote those videos. And at the same time, we've been putting together documentation both for the tribe as far as historical record, but also information they can use as what the congressman is talking about being able to share video with FEMA and other organizations to document the damage that was done.
Yeah, and I did. In fact, we can maybe find the video that Patty Lowe just posted yesterday, and it was sort of a compilation of what had happened, and it included the making of sandwiches and delivering them to reservation residents, or I think it was on the reservation, who were isolated because of the road damage. Were you a part of that, Don?
Absolutely, yes. And I'm actually in those videos. not much of a sandwich maker, so I was doing the delivering. But the tribal chair is somebody that we interview in there, and he was separated from his family because essentially the reservation was cut in half by the damage, so a lot of people couldn't get back and forth. And as a matter of fact, there was six dialysis patients who usually travel to Ashland for dialysis. And it's usually a 10 to 15 minute drive, but it ended up being a 4-hour drive if they took the detour. So the National Guard sent in a Black Hawk helicopter and was able to ferry those six patients to the hospital. So that was quite an event. The kids got to cover that as well, but the damage was so bad that there was no way to get around other than that long detour. And so they were able to, like I said, get the participation of the National Guard pitched in and helped those folks out.
Well, thank you for all you did up there, Don. And are you still there or did you come home?
No, I'm home, but we're back the next 3 weeks. So we'll be going back and doing a combination of teaching the kids video and then doing service throughout the community, because a lot of homes are extensively damaged. So a lot of the kids are actually staying at the tribal lodge at the casino to be able to, you know, have a safe place to be. So, we'll be going back. Patty's back up there now, but I'll be going back the next 2 weeks.
Thanks again for what you're doing and for calling in and letting us know about it. So, Senator Jauch, this a lot of stories of heroic people helping people.
Well, it brings the best out of us. These challenges really exposed the DNA of people in northern Wisconsin, and for that matter, throughout the state and country. They care about their neighbors. There's a great deal of humanity and humility that is learned from this natural event, which, by the way, will continue. 2012, Duluth had what they thought was a 100-year storm, $80 million in damages. It's 4 years later, and northern Wisconsin has now experienced our storm. So what we knew as 100-year storms just might be coming every 4 or 5 years, and we have to be better prepared for it and match that humility, that sense of commitment and compassion to our neighbors. I want to point out that a lot of the home damage was done up in the Bad River Tribe. And there is a website, badriver.nsn.gov, and a tribal relief account that I'll send to you, Pat, if you could maybe include it.
We will.
At Ashland for those who wish to donate to families up there. It has been extraordinary to watch how people are helping each other. Now, I think government is stepping in as well. And we've got to give credit to the volunteer firefighters and the neighbors and law enforcement. There was a deputy sheriff whose car was washed into a raging river. Fortunately, got out of the car, clung to a tree for a long time, several hours, before he was rescued in a very dangerous event, and was hospitalized. We were fortunate that he did not lose his life, but there were people who were risking their own lives to help. It's time for those public officials to invest the resources in our disaster assistance program, which, by the way, is underfunded. There's more money from communities around the state asking for help, seeking the help that they need from other disasters. In this one, I do expect Governor Walker to declare the disaster. I would think it's going to come this week, now that we know that it's at least $28 to $30 million in infrastructural damages. And I would be very surprised if the federal government doesn't do so as well. And then I think it's really essential that public officials look at housing assistance. Minnesota's got a much better program to help families affected by floods, because oftentimes insurance doesn't cover that damage. And we need to help them rebuild their lives and get back into their communities.
Yeah, we will provide the link to the, if you want to donate, to the Bad River tribal efforts to, you know, for relief. Gary on Facebook says, and I want your response to this, Senator Jouk, Governor Walker has definitely taken the lead to help northern Wisconsin, while our Democratic representatives have conveniently forgotten where Iron County is. What do you think about that?
Well, that's the sort of bombastic, immature political rhetoric that really doesn't deserve to be talked about in a time like this. There were three people whose lives were lost, and I don't know what their political identification was. It doesn't matter. Their family and friends are mourning their loss. A deputy sheriff almost lost his life. There are dozens of people who lost their homes. Their politics doesn't matter. Tammy Baldwin, Governor Walker, did a flyover. He invited Sean Duffy. I wish he had invited Democrats to go. He invited, and he flew up to look at Saxon Harbor. I wish he had gone over to Bad River. He did not, but the emergency management people are. Tammy Baldwin was not just, she didn't just issue a press release. Sean Duffy and Ron Johnson issued a press release calling upon the president to declare it a disaster before Governor Walker declared it as a disaster. It's time for us. I'm trying to avoid being partisan critical, and I don't think we ought to. It's time for us all to assume our responsibilities to match what those citizens did, not by getting even with somebody we disagree with politically, by getting it right for the people who need our help. Mm-hmm. Nothing defines government assistance more than a disaster. And so I would hope that the person who put that on Facebook would grow up and join in this community effort to rebuild the area.
You know, besides the human cost and the suffering that that takes place, can you talk a little bit in our final moments, the hit that northern Wisconsin's economy could take because of this damage?
Well, you start with the homes, the infrastructure, and I believe that will, in fact, be covered under, most of it will be covered under disaster assistance. Commerce has been affected. I mean, there were over 200 businesses and homes that were flooded. So many businesses were impacted. I don't know to the extent. There needs to be small business assistance. Commercial traffic, or the earlier show news broadcast regarding logging. Logging is being financially impacted because many of these roads are impacted. They can't get into the woods. There's long detours. Truck traffic is going to, trucks are going to have to take 2-3 hour detours, which is means it's going to be more costly. The tourism economy should be fine. I think people still can get up here. I had the impression driving through Ashland yesterday, the beautiful day, and the bed, there was a big event, Bay Days in Ashland. It seemed to be well attended. I saw a lot of cars on the road who were trying to find their way around the detours as best as they could. People, in fact, are traveling to the parks to see these high water levels. There's magnificent beauty and breathtaking lessons that can be learned from nature. Let me say one other thing. Nature teaches us a lot about itself. This is called the Bad River, and it was a historically high flood. Remember that the source of the Bad River comes from a few miles from where the mine was going to be located. And one can only easily conclude from the pictures the kind of devastation that would have occurred if that mining activity was underway. Yeah. There is a 26,000 pig farm proposed in Bayfield County, not far from Lake Superior. One only needs to look at the color of Lake Superior, this orange, brownish orange color that stretches out to the Apostle Islands, because of all that silt that has been washed into that great lake.
We'll have to let people think about that as we are out of time for now. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bob Jelk, former Democratic State Senator from Poplar. Thank you to producers Bill Martins, Chris Molina, Brianne Shasso, Nyasia Ellison, and Kai Brito. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.